Welcome, pudding people, to another episode of Everybody Loves Pudding. We are your hosts, Ken Seymour, Richard Geiger. Blind to the fact that there may be too much comic book content on the airwaves right now.
Yet, enforcing our will to watch it. Enforcing our will upon you to make you watch it.
That's right.
Making you love the pudding people.
Yeah, it's bullseye, right on. That's a bingo.
Hey, don't punish us. We're just here to, you know, spread the good word.
I'm sorry. If we seem a little discombobulated, a little foggy even, it's just because we are, of course, talking about the newest incarnation of Daredevil, Daredevil Born Again, streaming on Disney Plus. The show's not over yet. This is mid-season. Just getting some vibes, some reactions, some good back and forth. How's my Ted Lasso?
Your pace is not fast enough.
Yeah, he does kind of like keep that going real fast.
Mm-hmm. It's very off the cuff for everything too, but natural at the same time.
Yeah, man, that's something else. That's going to be a different show. We're going to talk about Ted Lasso at some point.
Fair. So, in this discussion, I mean, I have to be honest. I've seen, I think, the first two seasons of the Netflix Daredevil show. And I think I started to watch the third season and made it like an episode or two through it. When he was in like the, it was after the Defenders. He was in the church or the monastery or whatever in the basement recovering and then kind of getting his footing back or something like that.
Something to that extent.
Yeah, just kind of lost interest, unfortunately. The Punisher, I think I watched half of the first season.
Richard, I am ashamed.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think here. A little bit of Iron Fist, but not the whole thing. Yeah. A little bit of Luke Cage, but not the whole first. I got most of the way through the first season and none of the second. So very incomplete on my background of all the peoples and things.
Jessica Jones?
Oh, the first season, yes. And the second season, no.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah.
I have seen Echo, though. I think we talked about that.
Yeah,
so
we
there's
did.
Some elements of that leading up to this.
Yeah. So I watched every little scrap that was on Netflix from any of those Marvel shows. And I, you know, Daredevil was amazing. And Luke Cage was awesome to a point. And Jessica Jones was pretty great, and the Defenders were okay, and Iron Fist, if you could ignore the the quality of the supposed best martial artist fight scenes, was actually pretty good.
Moderately important to, you know, come off as being a expert, but you know, no biggie.
I love his comments now. It's like, hey, give me another chance. I'm way better, I swear. It's like, okay, let's see what you got. I'm for it.
Only if he comes out in the gigantic collared green outfit.
That would be so awesome. It could be done like, you know, they've got that one guy that does all, they've already had him in like She-Hulk and stuff. He does the costumes for the heroes and the villains. And as a prank, maybe Luke Cage intercepts his order and changes the measurements. So when he gets it and he's ready to put his outfit on, it's just all wrong.
But right at the
but
same
right.
time.
That would be so much fun.
I like it.
So general vibes on Born Again, kind of compared to the feel of the original show. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like in the Netflix shows, there were like a lot of episodes, right? So they gave you 13 episodes a season and all of those things. So there's volume. So there's volume to tell a story. There's volume to do character development, background, history, relationships, bad relationships, good, like everything. And I feel like this has a lot of that, but still we're missing something. I feel like it's definitely, I guess maybe one of the reasons that you think about the Daredevil shows maybe being so good is because he would punch a lot of people in the face in a lot of episodes. And, you know, you'd have the little, it was more of an R-rated feel, maybe not necessarily because it was so hardcore or crass or anything like that, just not your typical, quote, Disney feel. And I still think you get that out of this show, too. It's just so far, I think what we're seeing is we are seeing a lot of figuring out a story, getting the relationships developed, and then we'll see more of that later on.
I think part of what made the original show to me so attractive is they tried to ground it in reality just a little more than a comic book adaptation generally gets. I mean, even when you're reading a comic, if you're looking at Daredevil and he's taking on a group of 20 thugs, he doesn't get touched generally, unless it's like his early career. Those thugs stand no chance. It's going to take them about maybe 60 seconds and they'll all be down. If you send like some hand assassins against it, it's going to be a little tougher and he might get a nick or something. But generally speaking, he's going to handily just dominate. But that's just not what happened, because generally speaking, his power is in his sensory perception, but nothing else. He's just a dude. And eventually a dude is going to get roughed up. He's going to get tired. I mean, that's the way that fights are. No matter what your conditioning is, if you don't have a super soldier serum or something, it's fighting is hard.
And you're right. You saw it's not like his fights were really ever perfect, right?
No.
There was always, but there wasn't the storm of the 20 all at once.
No.
Frequently, right? There'd be bigger groups for sure. But you're right. He showed a lot more as he did in this one, in the very first episode. He's got to be more resilient in the fact that he's got to take more punches and more damage and more hurt. And he's got to have a better set of armor to absorb some of that damage that he's taking.
Yeah, definitely. And so one of the things that I really liked about the new show, and we're both basically, as of this recording, caught up to about the middle of the first season. It's the episode that was released on the 2nd of April is what we both saw last. So what, 5 or 6 episodes in, something like that?
Six or seven,
maybe.
Are we that far? I mean, we're probably a little bit more than halfway through, I would say.
So it gives us a good feeling of where the show is going. And I really loved how they started the show, in the sense of, you know, the main characters are trying to change. So they're getting away from that violent nature of who they were. And when I saw that was the direction they were going, I immediately knew what the reaction of some people was going to be. It's like, but where are all the fighting and stuff? It's like, this is part of the story if you've ever read the comics. It's important.
Yeah. And I don't think that in itself to me is the problem or an issue. When I say it was missing something, I felt like, you know, the relationships established here and there, or the interactions had more, there was more to them. And on these episodes, you don't quite get that same level, I feel like, of connection.
No.
It's like a lot of the connections are already established and you're just going through an existing level of whatever that connection is. So when we talk about the character development, and you always bring that up a lot when we watch movies or shows or we do those reviews, I don't think that we're not eliminated from character development. We're not getting a lot of it.
Well,
am I missing something
here? I think it may be skewed slightly. We're actually getting quite a lot of character development, but it's completely centered on two characters, and it's going in a direction that some might, I don't want to say would find boring necessarily, but it's focusing on a single aspect of their personalities, and so it kind of blots everything else out. Those relationships that you're talking about, meeting those other characters, knowing those other characters, are kind of sacrificed on the altar of trying to see what they're dealing with individually as they go.
Yeah, and we're really getting, when you say the two characters, it's got to be not Daredevil. It's got Matt Murdock.
Right.
Right. And then not the Kingpin, but Wilson Fisk.
Right. And it's fascinating, and I think it's great. And I think that it's actually a strong move for them to go that direction, and then see them fighting those different aspects of their personality only to eventually realize where they need to be. And, you know, obviously there's going to be some small spoilers in what we're talking about here. If you haven't at least seen the middle of the first season, and you don't want to hear anything about it, turn back. But I'm surprised if anybody hasn't been spoiled by this point.
Hard not to be, unfortunately. even if you just casually read IMDb, I like to just see what's going on in the world of entertainment. And the headlines will not just be like recap of the episode. It's more like there's a headline on there that tells you the thing that happened in the episode. Like, why did they do this in this episode? Like, oh my gosh. So it's been spoiled by a headline. So it's hard. It's hard to not keep up and then also not pay attention.
You know? It makes me want to kind of put bamboo under the fingertips of the people that write those things. I think that's a fair punishment. Because they're screaming for attention, and I think they should have half of what they want. They can just be screaming.
That sounds fine. You know what? There's a difference. You know, these are based on the Daredevil show. The Daredevil character is based on comic book characters that have been established for years and years and years. If you're telling a storyline, then.
Sorry, dear listener. I'm laughing as a cat is insanely trying to get my attention from behind a soundproof door and sticking paws underneath. It's just making me giggle.
I didn't even see it. I couldn't hear it, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, too. That's the idea. You keep it. See, look, right there. Next
I see it.
Yep. This is an attention-deprived cat. If it is not being petted constantly, it's torture. How can it live without constant attention? Oh, I've never seen it. I've never seen a cat like that. It's it's amusing, but it's like, I thought you guys were supposed to be aloof. Go away. Fun.
You've found your soul cat.
Apparently. it's an adorable thing. But where were we as I got distracted?
So I was saying how Daredevil is a set of characters and stories that is already established, but what they're doing is they're adapting it for TV. So you may say this happens in the storyline, but that might not happen in the TV show version of it. So having spoilers is much more available. Like there's on Amazon, you can watch Invincible, right?
Oh yeah.
And Invincible is amazing. I think it's a great cartoon. Seems to be a great story, but they're really adapting that not page for page and not story for story, but you know, 80% of it, they're just putting right in visual form on the screen. So that story has been told and completed. So the spoilers for that are already out in the universe. So it's impossible for that to not get spoiled. But this one, it stinks because
there's a chance that it can be something new.
Correct.
Yeah. Now they're keeping the general feel, and that's the important thing. I mean, that character growth and development and seeing where they go, and man, I tell you what, D'Onofrio is just always a gem, and Charlie Cox is just killing it as always. I've really enjoyed their performances. John Bernthal,
The Punisher.
For a moment, it sounded wrong. It's like, wait a second, is he the one that died? No.
In The Walking Dead, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, John Bernthal is, his bit as Punisher that we've seen so far is really good.
Well, you know, I don't think they could tell this type of story where it's just the character piece without having, you know, good people to put in front of the screen. So they're afforded that opportunity. And we already knew that they were going to do, even though the season may be 10 episodes or however long it's going to be, we already knew they were going to do a second season. It was already approved. I think they're already filming it, maybe. I'm not even sure.
It was originally going to be one season, but they got enough episodes that they just split it into two.
Correct. So we know there's more coming.
Right.
And if this were just going to be this season and there's only 2-3 episodes left and we're like, we're wanting so much more.
Right. It could be disappointing.
It'd be disappointing. But at least from a storytelling standpoint and knowing that there's a whole nother chunk coming next year, I'm cool with it. You know, it's fine. Put the good story in. Let the actors tell the story.
Yeah, having the choice to bring in Muse as one of the antagonists, albeit ever so briefly, was interesting. He's particularly nasty, and it's like, okay, how are they going to handle this? If it was still a Netflix show, it's like, yeah, that's 100% falls into their little milieu. But on Disney, there's no way they could do Muse right. And it's like, okay, let's see what they do. They got as close as they could get. They got him as dark as showing him as dark as they could get, and still maintain just that level of MCU-ness that they want to kind of keep at any given time.
Yes, the graffiti was analyzed, and it's made of blood. Okay. I mean, that's, from what I understand, that's true-ish, right? That's how it, that's, I mean, he drew his art with his victim's blood.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
They didn't show him, like, doing anything other than taking his needle pump blood machine and drawing, like, sticking it in what looked like a leg.
Right.
And drawing a container of blood out.
Yeah, it's kind of mild.
Yeah.
Okay. They really wanted you to kind of like, well, just look in the background and kind of get the implication that he's nasty. It's like, no, I'm sorry. You missed the mark just a little. It has to be there. You have to see it. It has to be uncomfortable. Otherwise, that character just doesn't work. So that was a little disappointing, but for the most part, they got as much as they could.
And from what I understand, Muse is a relatively new character.
Yes.
In the whole grand scheme of things.
Yep. So I guess they didn't feel too bad about screwing it up. Because who cares? It's a new character. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Just like they didn't care about getting rid of Foggy. That was really my only sad thing. Because, like, I like that actor so much. He does such a good job as Foggy. He is, well, I mean, not that there's been a lot of Foggy Nelsons. I mean, all love to Jon Favreau. He was not Foggy. It was not a good representation.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in the actual comic book, didn't he fake his death?
Yes.
And then it went into because of some kind of behind the scenes dealings that he was doing.
And they've left hints about this, but it could be, the fun thing is when they do it that way, it could be a hint saying, yes, we're going to do the same thing here. It could be a hint saying, we know you read the comics and we think it'll be funny if we tease you with this. This little Easter egg. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really enjoying that. I'm really enjoying them giving a, even though they haven't given a lot of character development to some of the secondary characters that really should, like the additional lawyer that he works with or his PI friend or even Fisk's second in command at this point. They're giving more to the tertiary characters than you would normally get, like some of the cops that are a little dirty, but some of them for good reasons, sort of a thing. It's like, okay, at least they're getting a little something more out of it.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, they did have another comic book superhero-ish character in the White Tiger,
right?
And you know, I'm hoping that what they're doing here is not just saying, hey, this is how this character actually came about, and the end. I you know, it'd be nice that in future iterations, as she gets older, she takes on the mantle. We'll see, I guess.
But I would love to see them actually represent the power, because they didn't even try in the show. So it's like, all right, I understand that. Maybe they only have so much money to spend. They don't want to have to get into the effects necessary to do that, or to have somebody who physically is so much stronger than anybody else that's been in the show up to that point. But I mean, come on, if it's attached to the MCU, the Hulk has leveled buildings. It's okay. Show some strength. It'll be fine.
Or maybe they're just setting it up so that he didn't know the true power of it.
Maybe. And then she takes a trip to Homeland where it comes from, and that's where it awakens, and or there's something that she has to complete or whatever. There's a lot of directions you could go with it. And they got a decent actress to do. I think she's doing a pretty good job in that role so far.
Yeah, she's had you know, a couple bits of screen time here and there.
Yeah, it could be fun. I'm on
James. I was gonna say James Gandolfini's son,
right,
showing up as the what would you, the Fisk person, the cabinet member, not cabinet member, member of the PR team.
Yeah, manage? that was a little weird. I'm still split on, I'm not sure how to feel about him. He's too real. He reminds me a little bit of certain individuals that I have no respect for, and so I'm not going to talk about him much. But I'm also kind of on the fence about BB,
the
Ulrich's daughter.
The
reporter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ben Ulrich's daughter.
That's right. That's right. And he said that in one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of put it into, you know, a current times spin, right?
Well, that's fine.
Where she's like, you think there's more to it? Or
no, I just, the character doesn't do anything for me.
Is she a subplot mover?
Maybe. I mean, just, she's not really being given much space. And it feels like that the only thing you're supposed to know is like, well, yeah, that's Ben Ulrich's daughter, and that's why she's important. But, it's just kind of, I want to like her. I just, she hasn't done anything to make me care as a character much. And thus, that means that the actress really hasn't had a chance to shine, I feel, yet. She's been there and she's fine.
Well, maybe she'll be integral to the downfall of Wilson Fisk, the mayor.
We can hope something to that effect. Heather Glenn, similarly, has been fine. Margarita Levivi Viva La Viva. There we go. Vieva La Vieva. Actually, that's a pretty cool name.
The love interest.
Yeah. It's just kind of. So there's several things for me, but for the most part, I've been really enjoying the show.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting point of discussion, I'm sure, for the next few episodes. Like, oh, you're covered in bruises and wounds.
Again.
He's just like, I fell down the stairs again. Clumsy me. Like, okay. It's only believable so long. And he could just be like, you ever heard of like a thing called Fight Club?
Yeah, I had somewhere I was going with that. It's gone. The brain not cooperating.
He's like, there's only one rule, and I've already broken it.
Yeah.
That's his excuse, the end.
So we have a few more episodes left. I'm hoping they end strong and lead us into a second season that I'll be excited to see with some better and some more combat.
Well, I'd be interested to see if they tie it into something else. I know why they can't tie it into Spider-Man.
Right.
Thanks, Sony, for ruining everything.
Yeah, they're very good at that.
But I'm just wondering, you know, if there will be a tie-in from, like, the Thunderbolts. You know, they're over there in the same city now, too. Everything's in that city.
It could be really amusing to just... You know, everything's going on with the episode, and then all of a sudden you see like a car fly by. Everybody looks at it and it just goes back to doing whatever they're doing. It's like, yeah, it's New York.
We should be concerned, but we're so used to it. No biggie.
How many alien invasions and things have we had now?
Well, we also saw a character from the Hawkeye series. So there's at least the tiniest bit, but there were elements from
Miss Marvel's dad.
Yes, as the bank manager, assistant, or like assistant manager.
Maybe the most fun spirited episode they've done so far.
So the relationships they're trying to put in place, it would just be nice to see them come to fruition.
Right.
Not just have it be coincidental. I mean, they did mention, did they mention? I can't remember. I just feel like a lot of times in these things that they are their own thing, even though they're in the world with all the other things, they don't ever address it to an extent, a la Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? You had all these seasons, and every once in a while, they just throw a one-off in there, and that was it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're good enough for, let's give you Valkyrie. Sif, I should say.
Sif, yep.
It's like, yeah, thanks, I guess. I'm looking forward to them doing something, anything, like you said. Give it some connective tissue. Address the little thing he had with She-Hulk. I mean, he's dating... this Heather Glenn, maybe she finds something of She-Hulk's at his apartment or something, or some picture or whatever. There's some uncomfortable interactions. Like, did you date somebody with green skin?
Or, you know, he references a lawyer, you know, comrade that he's associated with in the past.
Yeah, I want to see her show up. I like that actress. I like that character. And no matter what anybody says, that show was fun. And to see a little fun splash into the grim, I could deal with that.
Well, people always look for something to complain about nowadays. And I guess that show just was the perfect mix of we want to pick on something and here it is type thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm ready for the end of it. We'll give it an actual, more complete grading once we get the last couple of episodes done in the season. And, yeah, it's I still have a good feeling. All in all, it's going to be good. And it's MCU. They don't always stick the landing, but they also generally don't radically mess things up either.
Unless it's a Secret Wars thing.
Well,
Secret Wars, or wait, which war?
No, that was, you're talking about Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion, yes. I knew one of those words is right.
Yeah, okay. So they occasionally, that, or some would say Eternals was pretty bad. But I don't know.
Never to be heard of again.
Yeah, but we'll see. What do you think, dear listeners? Have you gotten through as many episodes of the show as we? Have you enjoyed it to the same level that we've enjoyed it? As always, you can address us on any social media platform that we're on. You can even address us on social media platforms that we're not on. We definitely will not respond to those.
But, I mean, you can put our name in there.
Yeah, yeah. Get people to know the pudding. That's goodness. Fine. Next week, we're going to be coming back with a history of comics and television episode. I don't remember what year we're up to. I believe we're in the 90s at this point somewhere.
Yeah. We're chugging along, getting into the time frame where it's going to be hard to get even some years done in one episode.
Yeah, I think we're eventually going to hit a nexus where we just won't be able to tackle any further years because there are just going to be too many at that point. Once we really hit the streaming boom, that's when it's going to become problematic.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, there's good shows that have come out from the streaming era. And yeah, right before the streaming era.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Just highlight the good ones.
Do that next week and the week after. I know you've been looking forward to this. We're going to review the final season of Cobra Kai.
Does that mean I have to watch all the episodes that I haven't watched yet? Because
that's the reason I brought it up. It's like, you need to start watching some episodes, good sir.
I'm 2 seasons behind, minimum.
Okay.
Maybe 3.
We might push that episode back another week and do like a review of something else in between. Give you a chance to catch up.
Yeah, I don't even remember where I left off at, but I can find it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a review of the new Thunderbolts film instead.
That's coming up real soon.
Yeah, yeah. But until next time, continue to watch things, geek out, be fun, support your people around you. Tell them you love them. Tell them why. And just continue to be good people, and we will see you next week.